This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, going deeper on the Federal Reserve's big experiment to curb inflation. Now, if you add iodine to starch, it turns blue every time. If you raise interest rates, does inflation go flat every time? Well, monetary policy is not that kind of science. Here to help us with this is Trevon Logan, a professor of economics at The Ohio State University. Morning, professor.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Dr. Logan, I remember seeing a film of a device, this contraption in the basement of the London School of Economics. Pipes, valves, gauges pour in money supply through that pipe, bring down interest rates with this control, inflation goes up. I'm thinking this will make you laugh, given the thinking that you're doing about the Federal Reserve trying to turn off inflation with its valves.
No, probably because there is this old thinking in economics about the effects of monetary policy and really doing that in a mechanistic sort of way. I would expect it to be in the basement because that would be a little old. But there is this thought about a sort of mechanistic relationship between Fed policy and output and the relationship with inflation.
But does that lead us astray about how we should really understand the central bank's role in dealing with this big problem we have?
Well, remember, the central bank has two central goals, which is to have price stability, to keep inflation in check, but also to ensure full employment. And the question is, when those are at odds, what to do? Typically, you know, people have thought about the relationship as one of the Phillips curve, right? That there's this trade-off between inflation and unemployment. And that has really not necessarily been the consensus among macroeconomists for some time now. But we've also been in pretty unique macroeconomic times for an extended period of time. And I think that's one of the most interesting aspects of this.
Yeah. And the corollary of that is that interest rates stayed pretty darn low, abnormal, for a very long time.
So looking at this historically, you know, essentially from 2008 on, we've had a Fed funds rate that's been sitting below 0.5%. And then it started to climb up in 2016. And now it's back up to a high rate. But we hadn't seen Fed funds rates below that point or really below 2% at any point before 2000. So this is a really unique time. And I think one of the questions that I have as an economist is, what is our new normal going to be? And it's certainly not going to be, I don't think, anything that would look historically what it has been for the Fed funds rate. But it's really unknown. Like, when are we recovering to normal, quote unquote, and I want to stress that again, macroeconomic stability.
Trevon Logan, professor of economics, The Ohio State University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.